All right, item number five.
From the Director Department on Aging, requesting authorization to execute the 2014 state and county contract covering the administration of social services and community programs, aging programs, and to accept the federal and state revenues provided thereunder, including any and all increases in allocations during the contract year. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
All right. Supervisor Mail? Okay. Do you have a motion for approval? Are there any other comments or questions? Supervisor Stamper.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to say hi to my friends here and see if they want to say anything. Like I always do.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, this is our normal contract need for your approval that we bring to you every year, so it's merely accepting the money that's passed through from the federal and state government, which is $8,843,191 for Supervisor Mayo.
I'm happy you got the number.
All right. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. When I read the resolution, there's no numbers or even a list of programs. It just says we approve of whatever you're doing. We don't know what you're doing. So could it be possible by board day that we at least get a basic list of, breakdown of the different programs and the money we are receiving from the state and the federal government?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, the state just published it on Friday, last Friday, which was long after the resolution came. We have it. We will get it to you immediately.
Thank you.
Didn't have it when the resolution was.
Or agenda study.
They what?
Didn't have an agenda study either.
Oh, no. She said she just got it Friday. All right. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you. Is that it right there? What's that right there?
Pardon me?
That is it. She said she will get it to us by board
day. Yeah, we just got it.
Oh, that's it right there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Any other comments or questions for Ms. Stein? Arms. Want to thank you guys again for the symposium you did. It was awesome. I think a lot of there were many supervisors in attendance, and we were all very impressed. The lunchtime show by itself was very impressive. So thank you. I wish we had got more media coverage on that. But of course, when you do positive things, people don't want to shine a light on you. But I thought it was very good. I heard nothing but good things, and so I hope it's something you consider doing again. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I want to thank you, Supervisor Bourne, for all your, and Supervisor Taylor, for all the good work you do on that. But I would like the breakout sessions to be a bit little bit longer, because I think that when the young people get into it, and then you have to cut it off. Mm-hmm. So I think you might have maybe a two-day session. I'm just trying to help because you got bridge that generation gap.
I know.
Okay. Thank you.
And in our defense, the workshop that Supervisor Mayo and I were in, there was probably half of the young people were with Sophia's Heart, so they had to leave. They had to leave at, 10 after 11? Mm-hmm. And the facilitator of that workshop had been, razzing them. And so I don't think that we fully were able to take the sting off before they had to leave. So it kind of left us all, feeling a little flat when we walked out, because I was like, I don't think they got it. And, okay. They had to leave, so it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was part of the issue. So I don't know how other – I know my daughter was there, and she loved the workshop she was in. She did the art with the seniors, and she thought it was awesome. And she showed me the pictures she made, and which I was trying to take pictures of, and my phone died. So if you have any photos from that day, have them, that would be wonderful.
Actually,
and so –
Madam Chair, can you bring the artwork and display it out here? Because the work that they've done – because I came in, started being an MC in the art place. I enjoyed that too, so.
Yeah, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. We're working on getting all all of the tiles that people made into a mural. We're negotiating with the workshop leader right now. Obviously, those were her materials, et cetera. But we would love to display them here. We were looking for a place big enough in our department to display them, but we'd love to display them here. We also have all the centerpieces that each one of the different organizations made that we'd like to display here, either during the open house or some other time, working with probably this committee to decide when that would be.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Okay. Looking forward to it. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question along with Supervisor Wyshon. Do you have the total number of contracts and the total number of that cost available?
Yes. What we're here asking for you right now is to accept the money from the state, and we have all of the programs that the state funds. So
Gotcha.
Each one broken down in each of the costs.
Okay. I'll just wait to
and we'll get this to you today.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
The contracts that are before us today, despite what you may hear in the media, our county ordinances actually say that the county board must approve these contracts. So I know people want to think that we're irrelevant, but that we do actually serve a purpose, and it's actually within our statutes that we need to do this. And so, unfortunately, Ms. Stein doesn't drive the ship in which she brings in these numbers, and the state is always a little bit behind, and the federal government's always a little bit behind the state. So, but that's what we're approving here today. So we do have a motion of approval by Supervisor Mayo. There's no further comments or question. Oh, from Semper. No, it was Supervisor Mayo.
Mm-hmm. I know we all black, but no.
Semper.
Well, I just want to say excellent job on the symposium, and I look forward to next year. Well organized and well managed.
Supervisor Mayo.
I appreciated the speakers, too. Good
he
job,
first,
Ms. Arnold.
And that's what he always does. In fact, I thought he was going to complain because his name wasn't on the list of committee members. So I was very proud of you that you moved approval, got your name on the report.
I'll move approval. You want me to?
Can you please from now on? All right. So the motion for approval was made by Supervisor Mayo. And on that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Are you sure what you called me?
Aye. Schmidt.
Aye.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes.
Clark, you can be Supervisor Stamper.
The motion is approved.
Mm-hmm. You know how we used to always get mixed up.
Yeah, you're like all of that.
All right. Item number 6.